Module 2, Adjustment, and Stage 8, Friendships. Where has everyone gone? The support you receive from friends is very important and can shorten considerably the time it takes to adjust to this particular life transition. Friends are more valuable than your former partner at this point in the rebuilding process. You can develop friends of both sexes without becoming romantically or sexually involved with them. However, ending a relationship is threatening to many who are actually still in a relationship, so some may slip away from you at this point in time. At one of the seminars, Paul told us how Maria and I had lots of friends and family around all the time. Most weekends we'd have dinner parties or go over to her sister's place, or meet locally with two or three other couples. Since we split up, none of those people ever call me or drop by. How come married people don't seem to want us around when we are single? When we go through the process of separation, some people insist on being on their own. They tend to withdraw and feel uncomfortable being around people. Then you will notice others who are continually clinging to other people as though they cannot be alone for a single minute. Always walking arm in arm, they plan ahead so that they do not have this part of the journey to go and progress through by themselves. There are four common reasons why we separate from friends we have known when we were in the relationship. Number one is that when we are ending a relationship, you suddenly become more eligible as a future partner and may be viewed as a possible partner for one of the people in another relationship. So whereas you were formally invited to all the parties as a couple because you were safe, now you're single, you can be seen as a threat. Suddenly, people are looking at you as eligible, and invitation to certain friends' parties diminish accordingly. The second reason we tend to lose friends is, for some people, those who have ended their relationship create a very polarizing situation for others. Friends tend to support one or other partner. Thus, we tend to lose the friends who have sided with our former partner. The third reason is probably the most important, the fear that if it can happen to you, it can happen to me. So the ending of your relationship is very threatening to many relationships around you, and the basis why many such friends appear to slip away. Although you may be feeling rejected, quite honestly, it is their problem, and a reflection on them rather than you. So, instead of feeling rejected, understand the ending of your relationship has caused them to feel very, very insecure. The fourth aspect of friendship, which is important to understand while you're going through the ending of your relationship and the rebuilding process, is that people in committed, loving relationships are considered to be part of mainstream, accepted, couple-orientated society, and separated people become part of the single subculture, a part of society which is less acceptable to many. So to be pushed out of the acceptable mainstream culture into the questionable single subculture is a difficult adjustment. As you begin the rebuilding work on friendships, you will find that there is a three-stage process involved. The first stage, when you are hurt, lonely and depressed, is that you avoid friends unless it's very, very safe to be with them. The second stage begins when you can at least take the risk of reaching out to people, even though the fear of rejection is still hanging around. The third stage is becoming comfortable with people finding out that you're single, and beginning to enjoy people without the fear of being rejected. Experience shows that it is important not to become involved in another long-term committed relationship until you have emotionally worked through the ending of the previous relationship. Becoming involved too soon results in carrying the unresolved emotional issues of the past to the current relationship. A healthy process might be described as learning to be a single person, because many people never learned to be independent of individuals before they entered a committed relationship. So, if you haven't learned to be a single person, it is quite easy to hide in another relationship. Why? Because your emotional needs are great when you end a relationship, and so the comfort of another relationship is very, very appealing. Nevertheless, there is the truth in the paradox that when you're ready to face life alone, then you are ready to enter a relationship. Sometimes it's hard to tell whether your current relationship situation is limiting personal growth. The best criteria might be to ask, am I learning to be a single person? If you feel you are losing your identity because of your friendship, then you probably need to back off from it. It is possible to develop a close, non-sexual, non-romantic friendship with another person, male or female. You tentatively make friends, but you are very cautious because of your fears of closeness and intimacy. The friendship becomes important, and you suddenly realize that you want very badly to maintain the friendship because it feels so good. You have a feeling down inside somewhere that if the quality of this friendship changes to a romantic, sexual one, it will be less meaningful, and it will become not so special anymore. Then you realize that you want to invest emotionally so that it will continue to grow. Such a friendship brings a free and exhilarating feeling. It also destroys the myth about never becoming a friend with somebody, be they of the opposite or same sex. While you're working to develop new friendships, you may also be hearing a barrage of negative comments about committed relationships in the single subculture. There are people who rant and rave and shout from the hilltops that they will never get trapped into being a partner again. They compile a long list of all the painful and negative aspects of committed relationships. And if there is someone who decides to enter a new relationship, they even send cards of sympathy to the couple. You need to realize people are threatened by relationships as some people are threatened by ending them. Perhaps a bad relationship led to feelings that they could never have a happy future relationship. So they project their unhappy biases about committed relationship onto other people. I admit that there are a lot of unhappy people in relationships, as there are a lot of unhappy single people. But I think that this is due to the individual personalities. Some people will be unhappy wherever they are, and the nature of the relationship situation has little to do with it. Building a support system of close friends will shorten the time it takes for you to adjust to the ending of your current relationship. We all need friends who can throw us a lifeline when we feel like we're drowning. A friend we can talk with is a real lifesaver during a crisis. So, if you have not developed such a support system, then you need to start doing so now. And here's our checklist as we progress through this part of the Module 2 for our next session. Remember that friendships do not just happen. Like anything worthwhile, it takes continuous effort. Number 1. I am relating with friends in many new ways since the ending of my relationship. 2. I have at least one close friend. 3. I am satisfied with my present social relationships. 4. I have close friends who know and understand me. 5. People seem to enjoy being with me. 6. I have both single and friends who are actually in committed relationships. 7. I have discussed ideas explored in our sessions with an important close friend. 8. I communicate frequently about important concerns with that very close friend.